This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Negotiations continue between UNM Hospitals and the union that represents about 4,500 of its nurses, aides, housekeepers, and other workers. As Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, the union is holding out for better compensation in their new contract, which is meant to begin July 1st.
The latest round of talks saw the hospital budge a tiny bit, offering now a 2% raise up from 1.7%. That's according to Sharon Argenbright, a longtime nurse and current union president. She says years of stagnant wages and high turnover have made working at UNM hospitals unsustainable for many long-term employees.
It's our good care that is making money. It's us who come in the middle of the night to assist with the surgeries that makes the money. And we're not being compensated adequately enough.
Argenbright says there are veteran nurses making less than $14 an hour, while UNMH's new CEO makes more than $600,000 a year. A UNMH spokesperson refused to comment. It's against the law for public employees in New Mexico to strike, but some union members have spent their free time picketing outside UNMH in Albuquerque off and on this month. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Learn more at KUNM.org.